Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Bayport State Bank and Bayport Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sabrewing. More than 760 Vietnam veterans who died after returning home will be honored this summer through the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund's In Memory program, including 32 veterans from Michigan. The 2026 ceremony is scheduled for June 20th at the East Knoll of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C., where each honoree's name will be read aloud. Organizers say the program recognizes veterans whose deaths were connected to the lasting physical and emotional effects of their military service. Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund President and CEO Jim Knott says many veterans face lifelong struggles after coming home from the war, adding the ceremony serves as a final welcome home and tribute to their sacrifice. The In Memory program began in 1993 and has now honored more than 8,300 veterans nationwide. Families can also create online remembrance pages for honorees through the Memorial Fund's website. This year's Michigan inductees include veterans from communities across the state, including Taylor, Battle Creek, and Iron River. The ceremony will stream live June 20th, beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern on the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund's Facebook page and website. And a two-vehicle injury crash in Bad Axe sent three people to the hospital Monday morning. A Bad Axe police incident report says the accident happened around 8:50 on North Van Dyke Road near Sharon Drive. Investigators say a 19-year-old Harbor Beach man driving a Ford Transit van pulled onto the roadway from a private drive and into the path of a southbound GMC Yukon driven by a 67-year-old Bad Axe man. Authorities say the Yukon driver was unable to avoid the collision. The van driver and a passenger suffered minor injuries and were taken to McLaren Thumb Region by ambulance. The Yukon driver was also treated for minor injuries. Police cited the van driver for failing to yield. Several emergency agencies assisted at the scene, including the Bad Axe Fire Department, Huron County Sheriff's Office, and local ambulance crews. When we come back from this Bayport State Bank sponsor message, we'll continue with your national news.
This is R.C. Wise, branch manager from Bayport State Bank's Bad Axe location. Bayport State Bank has partnered with the American Cancer Society to raise funds for Relay for Life by hosting a barbecue at our Bad Axe office Thursday, May 21st, starting at 10 a.m. until sold out. So many families in our community have been touched by cancer, and Relay for Life helps support programs that make a difference for people right here in our Thumb area. We hope one day there is a cure for cancer, but until then, we'll keep doing our part to help. Please join us Thursday, May 21st for a hot dog and brat fundraiser at the Bad Axe office of Bayport State Bank from 10 a.m. until sold out. 100% of the proceeds will be donated to the American Cancer Society's Relay for Life. We'll have hot dogs, brats, chips, pop, and water. You can also call 989-269-3195 for delivery within 4 miles of Bad Axe with a minimum $15 order. Bayport State Bank with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. Member FDIC.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our national news, digital privacy legislation advances in congressional committees. A bipartisan bill aimed at strengthening consumer data privacy protections has successfully cleared a key congressional committee vote. The proposed legislation seeks to establish a uniform national standard for how corporations collect, store, and monetize personal user information online. Tech industry representatives and consumer advocacy groups have actively lobbied regarding specific provisions of the bill, particularly regarding data deletion rights. The draft legislation will now move to the chamber floor for a full debate and potential amendments. And in our international news, international aviation deficit hampers South Korean tourism initiatives. The municipal government of Busan, South Korea, is facing significant hurdles in its campaign to transform the city into a global tourism hub due to a persistent shortage of direct international flights. Regional tourism boards report that existing airport capacities cannot accommodate the projected influx of global travelers. Local officials are lobbying federal transportation authorities to fast-track approval for new long-haul international flight routes and expand regional airport infrastructure. Industry and analysts emphasize the direct global connectivity is vital for the region to compete with established Asian travel destinations.
It all connects. The girl who walks for hours to bring home the family's water, the school she can't attend most days, her little brother's belly laugh, her dreams of being a teacher, an engineer, the mayor. It all connects. But at Child Fund, so do we, through everything we do, so every child can grow up healthy, educated, and safe. Because we need each other. Learn more at childfund.org.
For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Bayport State Bank in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sabrewing.